Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
You know what make this different? They ain't never seen this Cam. You want to know how I know? They ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. Felt like I was just left to die.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tough day here in Atlanta, in Georgia, and around the country. When you hear Henry Aaron has passed away, you kind of just go, ooh. And you start to reminisce, as I did today, and I know many of you have, whether you watched him as a fan or you covered him in the media or you got a chance to be a part of his life in some way, shape, or form, he touched us all. And we played that great moment of 7:55, which we knew, you know, it's going to continue to live in infamy. But as I said, Mike, I don't think there's any call bigger in sports just because of the gravity of the moment. We've seen some amazing moments in every sport. But with baseball's history in this country and knowing what was at stake and how it changed things, I don't know if there's any bigger moment than Henry Aaron hitting 7:55.
We played the Vin Scully, I guess working the Dodgers side of it, but obviously Milo Hamilton had the home run king. His name is Hank Aaron, the call here in Atlanta. But, yeah, we've been talking about it. And, again, it's one of those things that just, if you're of a certain, I presume it just, Hank translates to all generations. You know, as we talked about, I love the fact that Andrew, talking to Andrew Jones and his son was aware of it and is aware of the legacy. And Andrew, obviously, you know, the international side of it, that they knew all those guys. I mean, those guys were like gods, you know, growing up in that part of the world. But, you know, to me, it's like I said, you know, when you meet Hank, and we touched on this earlier in the show, all the crap that he went through, it's been documented, you know, early in his career, growing up in the Jim Crow South in Mobile, working his way up to the show, you know, and from Milwaukee then to Atlanta. And then when you're coming up to the milestone and what should be, you know, the crowning achievement to your amazing baseball career, all the hatred, all the nastiness that was thrown his way. And as you said, and we said, the style and grace which Hank handled it. And that's why when you meet him, you think he'd have an edge or something. He's just one of the sweetest guys, you know, in the world. And it was such a thrill, I know, for you to meet him multiple times. I got to interview him, I think, twice. But to see him, you know, it just, and the gravitas when you see Hank. I mean, it's like a piece of history walking in the room.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to a guy who I know took this hard today because of what Henry Aaron meant to him. He is a friend of the show. His name is Brian Jordan. He played for our Atlanta Braves as well. And, B, you know, it's always good to hear your voice, man, but I wish we were talking about something else. But we certainly want to get you on today to talk about this and the legacy of Henry Aaron. When did you hear this morning? What did you do once you heard it?
Well, hey, first off, hi, Carl, Mike. I miss you guys. You know, this morning I was on a Zoom call, man, and, you know, all of a sudden I got the news, and it brought me to my knees. I actually couldn't even finish the Zoom call because, you know, Hank is like family to me, man. And, you know, he was the big reason why I signed with the Atlanta Braves. You know, growing up, I mean, he was my hero. And to be able to meet him personally in spring training that year, I mean, he was like bigger than God. You know, I wouldn't say bigger than God, but he was bigger than life to me. And to meet him the first time in the dugout in spring training, man, I was scared to even talk to him. And, you know, he was such a humble guy. He talked more to me about football and how he enjoyed watching me, and just blew me away, man. But, you know, from that day forward, I mean, we became closer and closer. And, you know, as a broadcaster, to have the opportunity to really sit down and get inside the head of Hank Aaron and know what he went through and through it all, how he still remain humble. And for me, it was never about 755 home runs. It was about what he did off the field and giving kids hope and opportunity to be successful in life. I mean, he's a guy that I really admired. He inspired. He did all the things, man, that I think every athlete should look at trying to do in life, you know, and that's give back and be humble through your successes. And, you know, it really hurt, man. I was crying this morning. I actually text Hank last week, and I hadn't heard back, so I was wondering, you know, if something was going wrong. Because on February 5th, you know, we're going to be in Mississippi to open up the first Hank Aaron Academy, man. So it truly broke my heart because I was looking so forward to him being there to sort of cut the ribbon or via Skype, Zoom, whatever he was going to do. But, you know, to see the joy of him leaving that legacy behind, you know, it would have been better for him to be there, man. And for this to happen, I mean, it really crushed me this morning.
Talk about what was that going to be, Brian? What is this going to be, what they're doing over there?
Well, I mean, if you know the history about Mississippi and the Confederate flag and everything else that comes with it, you know, there's a lot of inner city black high schools that don't even have baseball fields. And to have the first Hank Aaron Baseball Academy in Mississippi is huge. It would have given a lot of those high schools, and it will, give some of these black high schools a place, a home to be able to play games. And, you know, there's going to be fields around there to where we can continue to teach these kids how to play the game and, you know, give them exposure that they need to be successful. So, you know, it's going to be a great academy from the academic side, plus baseball, and couldn't happen to a nicer person than Hank Aaron. So his legacy will live on.
Brian Jordan, our guest, guys, talking about Henry Aaron. I want to share a little bit, and I just want to get your thoughts about this. So he's one of my dad's favorite players. My dad grew up in Griffin, Georgia. And when I first got in the media, and you know, my dad's like, whatever. He really wasn't, you know, excited about it because he really didn't understand, you know, what I was trying to do. But at the end of the day, 10 years later or so, as I'm into this thing, I get a chance to meet Henry Aaron. And I remember telling my dad about it. And he was so excited because he talked about, Brian, the pride that Henry Aaron gave so many people through his journey. And I didn't experience that. I wasn't old enough. You know, we talked about this. Mike and I said this, you know, 74 is not that long ago when he broke this record. But for most people, you know, a lot of people didn't get a chance to see how great he was. He was great in the 50s, you know, 55 to 75. He was an all-star. So I say all that to just say that pride, you talk about him being your hero. He was the pride for so many, not only in the black community, but around the world as they saw him go through this journey. And I remember my dad talking to me about that. And then when I met him, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. You know what I mean? I understood a lot more.
You summed it up great, man. And that's a lot of what I've been talking about today and in other interviews that, you know, he was a crossover. I mean, yeah, he's a hero in many African-American boys growing up wanting to play baseball and dreaming big. But it wasn't just blacks. It was whites. It was Asians. It was everybody that loved the humble spirit of Hank Aaron and how he went about his business. Mm. And, you know, what he did to break the records through all the hatred and everything. I mean, he made a huge difference in everybody's lives. And to see the white guys jump on the field and run around the bases with him, I mean, that to me, that was just a great example of what America should be. And, you know, through these tough times, I mean, you have to reflect back on Hank and the great things and the doors that he opened for so many people, man.
It is Brian Jordan, guys. You recognize the voice here from Fox Sports South, and he joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We mentioned earlier, Brian, it turns out it was kind of like a swan song for Hank when you guys had him on Fox Sports South in tribute in the 19th season. Remember, Andrew Young was on, and that was a cool night, too. And again, Hank was just kicking it and just having a good time, and again, just the joy in his voice. It's one of those last memories a lot of us have of hearing Hank speak.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to it's not just about baseball. It's about the civil rights and everything that Hank was involved with and had a piece of, you know, to see him and Dr. Andrew Young be together and speak and have fun together, man. I mean, that was just a joyful moment, and I'm glad we were able to capture that on Fox. And you're right, it is a swan song if you look at it. So, you know, he's gone too soon, man. God, I didn't see this coming. After being with him about a month ago, he was working out at the Braves Stadium, so I felt really good about him doing well health wise. So, I mean, it did catch me off guard, and man, it hurts. It hurts.
Brian Jordan, our guest, guys, we're normally talking to him about Braves baseball and pitchers and catchers and all the things that we normally talk about, but today we are reminiscing and certainly remembering the great Hank Aaron. I talked about that moment with 755, but when you look at, you know, some of the other things that he accomplished on the field, I think the most remarkable thing, Brian, is the RBI record still stands. It still stands.
I heard Chipper talking today. We were on a call with the Braves media, and you know, he summed it up, man. You can talk about the 755 home runs, but you take those away, he still had 3,000 hits and had so much success in other areas. Like you said, RBIs, and, you know, he was a complete player. I mean, he's a player that everybody aspires as a young athlete, young baseball player to be like, man. I mean, he's not a one-dimensional guy. I mean, he's done it all, and he's done it very well with a great attitude.
Hank was a 40-30 guy. I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking at some of the numbers. 31 stolen bases in 1963. And, you know, one of the things we got a chance to talk with Hank, purely from a baseball standpoint, too. I mean, Brian, when you think about the guys he went up in their prime, you know, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson, you know, I mean, when the National League was only a lot less teams than it was now, you were going up against quality every day.
No, you were. And, you know, I love Bob Gibson. We've lost some great, great Hall of Famers in this past year and at the beginning of this year. I was really close with him and Lou Brock, you know. They played in some great competition, man, some real competitors, guys, pitchers that stayed on the mound for 9 innings and, you know, great competitors of the game. So, yes, he had accomplished a lot against some great, great pitchers. So, if that says even more about why he's a Hall of Famer and why he's a favorite in so many eyes.
You signed with the Braves as a free agent. Did you meet him prior to signing, or was it after?
No, that was a huge part, man, of why I wanted to come to Atlanta to meet Hank Aaron. So it wasn't until prior signing and then going to spring training for the first time and then sitting in that dugout, and Hank is on the other end. I'm like scared to go up to talk to him because, I mean, that's the guy that I loved, and he's my hero growing up. And just to see how humble he was, and it was just so open up to have conversation. And, I mean, he was no different than a friend and you talking. I mean, it was just awesome. It was awesome.
He had big hands, didn't he, Brian? We talked about that earlier in the show. For people who never met him, talk about the size of his hands, man.
Wow, he had, you know, that's a lot of our conversations when I was playing. I mean, he had strong hands, big hands, strong forearms. And he used to tell me, man, I don't care how big, how many weights you lift, you got to have strong hands and strong forearms to be a good power hitter. And he used to tell me that all the time, man. That's why we used to do all those forearm curls, man, trying to be like Hank.
Well, Brian, man, I know that it's difficult, and I know for a lot of folks in the Braves family, we appreciate you sharing the stories with us, obviously. And it's great because I'm not sure everybody was aware of the Hank Aaron Academy and the things that you're doing in other parts of the South. That's just great stuff.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Brian Jordan, guys, and again, just getting different perspectives all afternoon long on the great Henry Aaron. Coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Coonan. He is on the way at 4:40. Right around 4:25 or so today, we're going to do a shortened edition of our Tailgate at Home, just so you guys know what we got cooking. And again, we want you to send us your picks. Use the hashtag Dukes and Bell Tailgate at Home. But with all that's going on today, we're just going to shorten that segment just a little bit. We got a lot more to get to. Dave Archer's on the way, Mike. For those who missed Chipper earlier in the show, we're going to replay that for you. We got to talk more about the NFL. So stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.